Tight budgets for some local governments and businesses may be curtailing some holiday lights this year, but last Friday at the privately run Milwaukee Center office building in downtown Milwaukee, workers were using this aerial platform to string lights and other Christmas decorations. Some electric utilities across the U.S. have started helping customers, big and small, with tabulating the cost of lighting up the holidays. Milwaukee-based We Energies has put a lighting calculator on its website. You first have to know how many light strings or spotlights you're using, whether they have newer mini lights or older bulbs, and how many hours a day the lights will be on. Once you enter that data, a calculator estimates the kilowatt hours the lights will consume and calculates the price. Company spokesperson Megan McCarthy says the costs can add up.
We find that the average customer spends about $10 to $20 in the month between Thanksgiving and Christmas on holiday lighting. Some people really like to take it a little bit farther and put up a lot of lights. I think this is a nice way for them to figure out exactly how much it might cost them.
McCarthy says she isn't sure if fewer lights will go up, but she says some people might switch to less expensive alternatives.
Some examples are things like rope lighting or icicle lights tend to use less electricity than the older standard larger bulbs. And then also the amount of time that people leave their lights on.
McCarthy says automatic timers can help with when to turn the lights off and on. Still, We Energies isn't anticipating any major reduction in energy demand during December or the rest of the year. The company is still planning to build two new power plants in Oak Creek. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.